Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. 14 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 18th, 2020. Scott Spears along with you, and we have got Christopher Columbus's telephone hooked up here, and we're ready to go because this morning we are trying to solve the big controversy that looms over society right now. Should Aunt Jemima, the character, and I think it is a character because other people have played this character over the years, I don't think it's a real person, should Aunt Jemima the character be removed from the box of pancake mix and syrup? And Mrs. Butterworth is currently under investigation, and Uncle Ben, it looks as if Uncle Ben is going to be disappearing, but we really don't know the status of that right now, except that it looks as if Uncle Ben is going to disappear. But the questions we had in hour number one, does anybody really know what Uncle Ben is supposed to be? I don't know. If you know, let me know. 740-383-9944. And if you call in this hour, you will hear the raucous ring from the Christopher Columbus 1864 telephone that we now have hooked up. The Bell Phones telephone that came over on the Mayflower, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria with Christopher Columbus. So give me a buzz. 7403. Whoa, here we go. Now, see, I don't know who this is, so let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Boy, is there anything sacred anymore?
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting thing going on right now in society.
My opinion is, you know, it could go both ways on this. You know, I'm fine with it the way it is, and you know, I'm also, you know, up for change. You know, I mean, as far as that goes, you're not changing the product; you're just chasing the face of it. So. That's my opinion of the matter there on this.
Well, the thing of it is what I can't figure out is if they change the name or if they change the picture on the box, which it looks like they're going to do, it's not going to taste any different. Are people going to stop buying it?
No, I doubt it. I mean, really, I mean, the thing is, you know, I question about what took them so long to do this, I mean, you know, that's the thing, you know?
Well, I think it's an evolution that's going on right now, and my question was, if they changed the ethnicity of the person on the box from black to white, would that make any difference?
No, I wouldn't figure. I mean, you know, we're all one color. That's the way I see it, you know? I'm no different than you, and you're no different than me, is it? I mean, you know, it's not gonna, you know, stop me from buying it. I mean, whether, you know, it's a white or black issue, you know?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, because certainly Uncle Ben and Mrs. Butterworth are now in line. Do you know what Uncle Ben is supposed to be?
I really don't. I mean, other than, you know, rice and stuff, that's the way I was brought up. I mean, as far as I know, you know.
Well, I don't know if Uncle Ben was a real person. I don't know what that face is supposed to represent. I don't know. I guess I'm not sure. I'm ignorant on is it a bad depiction of anything?
Well, some people, I suppose it would be, you know. I suppose it would be offensive. I mean, it's not for me to say, but, you know, to some people, it might be offensive.
Well, that's the same feeling I have about Mrs. Butterworth. I never knew Mrs. Butterworth had I'm not sure what the connotation is of Mrs. Butterworth. I wish somebody could tell me, but I don't know what it is.
That's one, you know, times are changing.
It's fascinating out there, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Very, very true.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, and it will make the old Christopher Columbus telephone ring. Now, remember, this phone rings loud, which that's okay, because we're going to use it for something here momentarily. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have an opinion on the whole Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben situation? And does anybody know what Uncle Ben is supposed to represent? I'm not sure. And I'm not sure what Mrs. Butterworth is supposed to represent. I really don't know about that either. Or do you have any feelings on Aunt Jemima in general? And also this morning, you know, I talked earlier on about one of the things that prompted this was the smell of hotcakes this morning as I was coming in here. But, oh, here we go. Don't you love the sound of that? Won't that wake you up in the morning? Go ahead, caller.
I wonder if anybody complained in the black population about Jemima and Butterworth and Uncle Ben, or the company decided to do it on their own.
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody complained or not. They certainly might have, but the way everything reads with the Aunt Jemima situation, it's the Quaker Oats Company that has decided to make the decision on Aunt Jemima.
Well, it also seems to me like with all these changes, we've got the tail wagging the dog. The minority population is getting or trying to get everything they want.
Well, as you know, I don't. It's hard to say in that particular situation because I don't think we want any product to be in representation of anything that's going to offend anybody. Because hopefully we all think of ourselves as Americans. And
correct.
Not so much, you know, majority and minority populations. But, you know, I don't, I do, you know, when I look at the Aunt Jemima thing, I can get why that would be offensive to people. It's not the best depiction in the world of a certain ethnicity.
I suppose that's correct. There was a guy on TV the other night who was a black man complaining about him and his group being called African Americans. He said, "I've never been to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa. So why are they lumping me in with all the African people?" He didn't like that.
Well, that's an interesting thing, too, because, you know, there are certain words that were used for many years, and those words cannot be used on the radio anymore, but
no.
Then we got to the point where it was black, and a lot of people still prefer that, and then we got into African American, and then you got the response that you kind of heard the other night on television,
yeah.
But now I've heard the term people of color. I think that one seems to be going okay right now because it's a little better and more to the point than African American. But if Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben are bad depictions of people, again, I can understand why people would not want to see them. But I do wonder, as I was saying to Glenn Coble yesterday, if there is a play out there now and there's a role of a butler or a maid, would a person of color be able to take that role? Would that be seen as a bad depiction? I don't know. I really don't know at this point.
I don't think that would be a good idea for the casting director to use black people in those parts, because they're looked on as working for the white guy. That's what they don't want.
Well, the thing about that is upsetting is that if they want to do it and they are the best actor for the job, that ends up being a shame.
I hadn't thought of that way. That's a very good point.
Yeah, so who knows? We'll see how it all shakes out. But I thank you for calling in.
Okay, Scott. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And remember, the phone lines are open. It's a very interesting topic, in my opinion. 23 minutes past the hour. Give us a ring. What's your whole feeling on this situation? 740-383-9944. There are a lot of things in society. They're just going to have to be looked at. And they're going to have to be thought through a little differently. And you know what? Not everything is black and white. We have a lot of gray in our society. Oh, man, the phones are ringing. Now we hook up Christopher Columbus's telephone and the phones ring. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's terrible that Mrs. Butterworth is being fired just because she's black.
Well, is Mrs. Butterworth, is that based on a black character? Or are we saying Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima is what I meant.
Aunt Jemima.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I
know about Mrs. Butterworth.
Right. I don't know either. I don't know where that came. But the thing about the Aunt Jemima thing is that I know a lot of people are blaming, you know, these protests and things like that. And I guess that's fine if you want to do that. But it was the Quaker Oat Company that made the decision to change it. And I'm not sure. There had to be some financial reason for that, I'm sure.
Well, of course, it's PepsiCo now. They bought Quaker Oats, but...
Yeah, I don't know. And apparently what I'm reading in the New York Times this morning is that pretty much Uncle Ben, that's going to see a change as well. You know, I was also thinking, what if you took the picture off the box? What if you just called it Aunt Jemima's Pancakes and you no longer had a face? Would that be okay?
Well, I think the whole thing is ridiculous myself, but whatever.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thank you for your opinion.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. This is a good discussion, and this is a discussion I think everybody can appreciate in a lot of ways, because it does affect everybody. We all go to the grocery store. We all do these type of things. Oh, man, here we go. All right, let's see if we can get the phone answered. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm the Aunt Jemima. Well, I'm saying the bottle's brown. Just make it a glass see-through one. It's brown when it's full. It's white or clear when it's empty, and it'd be done.
Well, yeah, I don't... see, I'm not sure. Were you speaking of Mrs. Butterworth?
Whoever's in the brown bottle.
Yeah, I don't really... I'm still trying to figure out, is Mrs. Butterworth based on an African-American character?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, on the commercials she is.
Oh, is she in the commercials?
Yeah, in the previous commercials. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. She's black. I mean... She's not a dark black. She's just, you know, she's black.
Well, so then I guess I understand why they're coming for it. But I do wonder, like I was saying with the last caller, if Aunt Jemima, which is definitely going away, and who knows about Mrs. Butterworth at this point, or Uncle Ben, but if you took the picture off the box and just left the brand name, would that be okay?
Right. Well, didn't that happen with the animal crackers, they said? They took off all the animals and just...
Yeah, I think they took the animals out of cages is what they did.
Yeah. So, you know,
well,
made
you
people
know,
happy.
Well, see, that's a funny thing, because if you think about that, the animal rights groups, I'm sure, spurred that, and they took the animals
right.
out of cages on animal crackers. But you know what? That was not made a very big deal. Now, it's interesting to me that this is being made a much bigger deal. Now, why, if the Quaker Oats Company wants to take the name and the picture off, it's their company, they own it, Why?
Yeah, I don't see them if they want to remove it.
Right, so it's shocking to me that it's become such a huge story, because I don't remember people having this kind of outcry when they took the bars off the animal crackers.
Right. Well, what I don't understand is, where did Aunt Jemima syrup come from? A lot of these small companies are purchased, like, from Quaker Oats. You know, was it a home-owned product that someone sold to the company? Was it someone black, and they just named it after, you know, in honor of the lady? So,
well, yeah, that's,
so I'm sure.
I got sent some literature yesterday, and it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, but I think it's what the literature said, that Aunt Jemima is based on an actual woman, but
okay.
There was no Aunt Jemima. It was just,
right.
It was a character that was based on an actual person.
Right. Sometimes change is good, I guess, you know, as a company. Sometimes change sells, and sometimes change makes you go under, so time will tell.
There could be a whole other reason, too. See, my theory on this whole thing, I think it all comes down to money in the end, and I think that they're going to take that Quaker Oats character, that Quaker, that white guy with the hat, and I think they're going to put him on the box.
Oh, well. Well, I'm going to complain about that.
That's just my theory. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Opinions are always welcome. 29 minutes past the hour, and we're getting some interesting opinions here on this morning, which are very much appreciated, because I think it's what people are talking about in their homes, at their workplace, and so on and so forth. If you'd like, and here we go. Phone line ringing again. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I think what has to happen is, I think we got all sit down and, you know, discuss these things like they want to have. That way you can get both sides of the story and, let's see if it really does offend people. I just didn't get that in whenever I spoke to you a little bit ago. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody together and have a discussion on, you know, what offends people and what don't offend people.
Well, that's it. I don't think we want to offend people, and I think that's the bottom line. And when it comes right down to it, it is just a pancake mix and a syrup. So I don't understand. It just amazes me that people get so angry over things like that. What if they change the name and it didn't have anything to do with the color of the person on the box? You know, I remember a few years ago when they did away with Twinkies. Now, that was a completely financial decision. There was a huge outcry. Twinkies came back. I don't know. Maybe there's something else behind this. I don't know.
That's a good observation there, but, you know, it's just like everything else. The people just need to, you know, use a little bit of common sense and sit down and get both sides together and discuss it. And you know, maybe we can work some of these problems out, you know?
Wouldn't that be a nice thing if we could actually, as I was saying yesterday, listen to what the other person has to say? We don't necessarily have to agree with it, but at least understand why they're upset and then go on from there.
It's a start, isn't it? That's where it all begins. You got to have a starting point.
Hopefully that's where the rubber will meet the road in this situation.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944, 32 minutes past the hour. We would love to hear from you on this topic. It's a very fascinating topic. And away we go again. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going out 95 last night in front of Applebee's. Traffic was all slowed down, and there had to have been at least 36 geese or ducks, whatever you want to call them, march single file across 95. This was about 10 after 5. They had traffic stopped going both ways, of course. We had one leader, and everybody was following peacefully across to the college. Okay. Now, maybe we would rather be a duck.
Well, you know, I think sometimes, I have noticed that myself, that the geese, they do cross the road, and when they cross the road, the cars always do stop, and as you were saying there, that's the busiest road in Marion. So it's interesting how a simple gesture makes a much better metaphor than some of these other things do.
Well, and there wasn't anyone bickering because the leader was the leader. No one was bickering because somebody was in line behind or ahead. I thought, you know something, maybe the human race ought to stop and look at the animals. They seemed all peaceful, and there had to have been three dozen of them across, and they had the traffic all stopped down. But I thought, if that wasn't the most peaceful thought, you know, the whole world's rolling, but them ducks, or geese, whatever you call them, was making that parade single file across 95 at 10 after 5.
Well, and it's exactly how we should act as human beings, but we are very... I don't know what it is. I guess because, you know what I really think it is? I think we're competitive as human beings. And I think, much like in the case of the pancake situation, mm-hmm. is that one side feels one way, the other side feels another way. The company makes a decision. Now, the company's a private company. They can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
They make a decision, and then one side feels like they have lost. And when mm-hmm. you feel like you've lost, you tend to lash out.
Well, people have too much time on their hands where they should be making garden and preserving their food so they got something to eat next winter.
And how many people, here's what I keep wondering, how many people are really buying Aunt Jemima syrup and pancakes and having pancakes every morning? Is this really a large population of society?
No, you just get the right people to be a leader.
I think if we get that way, we'll be okay. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, see, there's an interesting thought, and there's a metaphor that happened out on Route 95 last night here in Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour. Would love to hear your opinion on anything going on in the world, but that certainly makes a whole lot of sense to me. Now, to be an education and information program, I do want to let you know that officials are now saying that the Marion Center Street Market, just up the road here, is set to open in late August. The Center Street Community Health Center is the owner and operator of this market, but this market they've been working on for quite a while here, where the old cigar store was and the Republican headquarters, is now set to open in August. So we will give you more information as time goes on that particular issue as well. That had a lot of controversy involved in it for a long time. People wondering, where will people park down there? What kind of food are they going to sell? How's that whole thing going to shake out? Well, we'll find out in August when it opens up. All right, any more opinions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The topic du jour this morning is the whole controversy with the Aunt Jemima pancakes and syrup changing their name after 130 years. And on the other hand, now Mrs. Butterworth is being investigated to see what's going on there. And I guess we have learned now that in the commercials, Mrs. Butterworth was portrayed by an African-American woman. And Uncle Ben, looks like Uncle Ben's going away. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know the particulars behind that, but that seems to be the particular situation. Now remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. I should mention, when this show goes off today, Glenn Coble will be on with Over the Air, On the Air, whatever we call that 10 o'clock show now, On the Air. Glenn Coble will be on from 10 a.m. today until 12 noon, and then we will have Swap Shop on today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. 740-383-9944. That's the way it all shakes out here this morning on WWGH Radio. But if you have an opinion, call in. Now, I'm also interested Because I'm going to try to call out on this telephone in a second, which, like I say, it's always a disaster every time we do this. But we're going to try to poll the public and see what goes on the Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben situation. But I want to know, can people hear me on the receiver? So if somebody wants to call in right now, I'm going to pick up the receiver. You won't go directly on the air. But I just want to know, can people hear me on the receiver of this old, old, old telephone before I make this first call? Because I'm going to have to talk to people on the receiver before I can put them up on the air, because that's how you have to do it. So, 740-383-9944. Also, if there's anybody you would like me to call, you can call in right now. I'll take the call off the air. We've done this before. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But if you call in and give me a phone number right now and the name of the person, I will call them. And basically, we'll just call them up. We'll say, hey, it's Scott from WWGH Radio. We want to get your thoughts on the big pancake syrup debacle going on in the world right now. So give me a call either way, because I'm going to take the call off the air. How entertaining this will be for you, the listener. 740-383-9944, so I can test this phone. And if you want to give me the phone number of somebody you would like me to call, you can do that as well, because otherwise we're going to riffle through the phone book and try to find a number of an unsuspecting person. But of course we're going to tell them, we're going to put them on the air. We're not going to surprise anybody in that particular way. So let's see here what we got going on. Well, let me grab the phone book, first of all, and see how, let's see if we can get this thing rolling. By the way, anytime you want to call in with your opinion, or if you would like to give me a number or help me test out this phone, just give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, the white pages are so small now. I wish they would put cell phone numbers in the white pages. This would make my life a whole lot easier. And they still put, see, here's the thing that drives me nuts. They still put businesses in the white pages, which is no good for me. By the way, if you're on Facebook, you can Facebook me a phone number if there's somebody you want me to call. Just tell me their name and phone number, and I will give them a call. Okay, let's see. Well, we have I riffled, however you want to say, through the phone book here, and looks like we've come up with somebody. You know, I'm not really, oh, okay, now wait a second. This person's in Prospect. You know, I wonder if we can, I'm sure we can dial Prospect here. Okay, let's see what happens. Holy Moses. Here we go. Let's see if I can get this number right. The weird numbers in Prospect. Okay, we got the phone picked up at this point, and we've got the telephone number. Okay. That's me dialing the numbers. How fascinating is this? Wonder if anybody over in Prospect's listening this morning. Okay. Bump, 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 bump. All right, we've dialed the number. There is ringing taking place at this point. Ringing taking place. Let's hope we get somebody on the air here to talk about this. Well, three rings. Let's see. Let's hope. Disaster every time this happens. Disaster. Oh, we get the answering machine. Hey, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio. We were just calling in this morning doing a live survey on the air about the Aunt Jemima pancake situation. Now, we'd love to hear back from you. I'll be on the air through 10 o'clock this morning. It's 9:42 a.m. and 4 seconds at this point. You can give me a call back here at the radio station, 740-383-9944. And I hope you've heard of the radio station, 107.1 FM. And if you haven't, tune it in on your radio dial. Don't miss a moment of what's going on. We hope to hear back from you soon. Hope you're having a great day. Stay safe and hope to hear from you soon. Now, see, the good old-fashioned answering machines. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating. Now we've called Prospect. Now we're by county now. Isn't that what they call that? We're by county at this particular point. All right. Now we're going to have to find another phone number. Okay, that did. See, here we go. We're already off to this start. We can't get anybody on the phone. I don't know why this happens. Okay. All right. Well, oh, Lewis Center. All right, let's call somebody in Lewis Center. Here we go. This is me dialing again. Okay. Wonder if you have to dial 1 to get to Lewis Center. All right, dialing on Christopher Columbus's telephone here this morning. You know, we have to get permission to put somebody on the air. It's the way it goes. Oh, no phone. Oh, now I got to dial a 1 or a 0. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. Got to dial a 1 to get through to Lewis Center. All right. We're dialing a 1. Boy, I hope this person answers. This would really help out the cause this morning. Okay, da-da-da. Bump, bump, bump. All right, calling Lewis Center here from WWGH Radio this morning, dialing a 1 at 44 minutes past the hour. Let's see if we can get this person on the line. Won't this be fascinating? No other morning show in America would dare do this. Oh, man, we're at 4 rings again. Here we are. We're heading down the primrose path again. I can feel it. Okay. Well, maybe this person doesn't have an answering machine. This person knew we were calling, and they're on the other line. They're saying there's no chance we're answering that phone. Let's just ring. That'll drive you insane. Maybe they're sleeping late. Maybe they had a big night last night. All right. We're giving up on that one. All right. Oh, geez. Now I can't get the phone to hang up. There we go. Dial tone. All right. We're going to do one more shot here. Okay. Who do we got here? Okay. Now this sound. We're going to go to Delaware now. Okay. Let's give this a shot. Da 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 da. Calling Delaware to see what we can come up with. Bam, bam, bam. And then, okay. Here we go. Calling Delaware. Let's see if we get somebody on the horn. Now remember, you can send us a phone number on Facebook if you want us to call somebody. This is out of. A 1 or a 0. Man, where is the line of demarcation here? You can call Prospect without a 1 or a 0, but you can't dial Delaware or Lewis Center. Okay, now we'll dial a 1. Oh, geez, now I dialed the number wrong. Never have so many labored so hard on something to be listened to by so few. Okay, bam, bam, bam. Okay, here we go. We got the number dialed. Oh, please answer. Keep everything crossed wherever you are right now. Calling Delaware, Ohio. Trying to get somebody on the line. Hello? Hello? Yes, is this Nettie? Yes. Hey, Nettie, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio in Marion. Have you ever listened to the radio station? Yeah. Well, hey, I what we're doing this morning, we're calling some people to talk about some issues of the day. Would you mind if we put you on the radio this morning? Oh, rather not. Well, I understand. I don't want to put you up on the radio if you don't want to, but we're just asking some questions about the, have you heard the story about Aunt Jemima coming off the pancake mix? What do you make of that? She certainly does. So, are you sure you don't want to talk on the radio this morning? Okay, well, I'm sorry we bothered you, Nettie, but I appreciate you answering your telephone, and I hope you listen to the station more often. Well, thank you, Nettie. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Well, she answered the telephone. I feel like we've won something there, but she did not want to go on the air, and we've got to respect that. Now, here's what Nettie said, though. Okay. When I said to her, I said, how, because she'd heard, you know, it gets around. She'd heard about Aunt Jemima and the whole situation going on there. This is what she said to me. I said, how do you feel about the whole Aunt Jemima situation? How do you feel about that? And she says she still looks like Aunt Jemima. Now, do you have any idea what that means? Can anybody interpret that? I'm not sure maybe Nettie understood the story. But I appreciate her for answering the telephone. I mean, we got that one off the ground, even though she did not want to go on the air. All right, we're 48 and a half minutes past the hour. Is there anybody you would want us to call this morning? Shoot me a message on Facebook or call me right now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know what? I'm going to try Lewis Center here again. Okay, I know I have to dial a 1 now. Here we go. Picking up the phone, calling Lewis Center. All right. Who do we got here? Bum, bum, bum. You know, it's hard to dial this without saying the telephone numbers, but we don't want you calling these unsuspecting people like I'm doing. Oh, this mailbox is not accepting. Oh, here we go. We're back to the whole mess. Okay. Galena. Oh, here we go. Now we're getting it. Hello? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Picture of her on the box.
Oh, you knew what that woman was talking about?
Yes, yeah, Scott. They had updated her picture on the box. You never noticed that?
You know, I don't buy a whole lot of pancakes.
Okay, well, the modern Aunt Jemima was just a very attractive black woman, like she would look normal, you know, in modern day.
Oh,
so I think that's what she was referring to, Scott.
So when I said to Nettie on the telephone, Nettie from Delaware, that's what we're going to call her, I guess. When I said to Nettie, what do you think about the whole Aunt Jemima situation? And she said she still looks like Aunt Jemima. She was talking about a situation that happened years ago.
Yes. Some years ago, they updated the picture of her on the box.
Oh. So maybe she didn't understand the current situation.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it, because I think that's what she meant.
Oh, that could have been. Now, how do you feel the show is going this morning? Because...
Well, I always get frustrated for you when you start making all these calls and nobody's there.
Well, you know, here's my feeling on the whole thing. I hope and I pray that one day this works, because I'm hoping... You know, if it worked, I think it would be fascinating.
I think you're in the, you know, it probably would have had a better chance to work when we were all shut down. Everybody was at home.
You know, you're right. Why didn't I do this when we were on the quarantine?
I don't know, Scott.
I should have been directed. But does it sound okay when I get somebody on the phone and then I have to relay what they say to me over the, I feel like that's more work on my behalf.
It loses a little bit of something, I think. But
Nettie sounded like a very nice woman.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
Yeah, she
sounds like that's an older name, Nettie, you know, so I'm sure she was an older lady living at home who may still be among the people who answer their phone when it actually rings anymore.
And
so.
She had listened to the station. She was very pleasant.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, as you've listened to all the opinions this morning, what do you make of this whole thing?
You know, I personally haven't called in because I didn't want...
Oh, you didn't want to give your opinion, I...
Well, okay, you got me on the phone, and I'm sure I'm going to PO people, make somebody angry.
Oh, I do that every day. It's okay.
I have a little salt and pepper shaker set of mom and dad and the children... of the Aunt Jemima era. I think Mother was known as Mammy, wasn't she? Wasn't that was the name?
She might have been, sure.
Okay. I've had those for years, and I display them because they are just precious to me. I think they're precious. Now, somebody's going to get pissed off.
Yeah, they could. They might.
Well...
But I can't figure. Do you think if they took the picture off the box, the name would still be okay?
Well, I would think so. Then there wouldn't only those people that have remembered the history of it. But I guess because of the picture, unless they changed it back, maybe they changed it back to the original.
Well, I know, it was a kerchief on her head, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I think I am remembering that now. Because it was like a red and white kerchief, and then they took that red and white kerchief off. And
the picture I saw, or I recall, was just of a modern black woman, and she an attractive modern black woman. Yeah.
Well, do
now, I'm not saying modern like today, but maybe back in the 70s, 80s, something like that. Yeah.
Now, do you know what Uncle Ben is supposed to be?
I think he was just sold ice, didn't he?
Right. I'm not really sure what the negative depiction is of Uncle Ben. There could be one, and I'm not saying that there isn't one, but I'm not sure of what it is, and I did not realize till this morning that Mrs. Butterworth had an ethnicity, but our caller informed us different.
She is white.
Mrs. Butterworth is white?
She is white, Scott.
Now, I thought the caller said this morning that in the...
Well, I don't know, but Mrs. Butterworth is white.
Oh. Now, how do we know that?
Because I looked it up.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Butterworth is actually just a like a white cook?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why we're getting upset about that then.
Well, I don't know either, because if you look it up, it said Mrs. Butterworth is white. That's what it says. And here's another one. Let me throw... Is the cream of wheat gentleman still on the cream of wheat box?
You know, I haven't eaten it. I haven't eaten it for so long, but the last time I knew, it was the guy with the chef's hat on.
Rastus.
He had a name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know he had a name.
Now, I can understand if people were offended by that, because they used his character to play a less than intelligent person, how somebody might have... Anybody could have been that way, whether you were black, white, or purple. But they used his character saying it was good for you, and it had vitamins and all that sort of stuff. So I could understand why somebody might be offended by that. I would have probably been offended by it if he was white, or purple, or green, or whatever.
Oh, see, I didn't realize he was made out to be an unsophisticated... So what?
Yes.
I thought he was a cook.
Well, he could have been, but... It doesn't mean he wasn't unsophisticated.
Well, isn't it interesting how we... Well, the last thing you want is an unsophisticated cook.
Yeah, but if he's cooking good and it tastes good, what makes it...
I don't know. I did not... How? What, did? So they mentioned his name in, like, literature or commercials or something?
Well, he was just... He was that character. That was his name, yes.
Was he a...
Most of the time, people... It was just like... remember Clara Pallet?
Oh, yeah, Robert, yeah.
Well, she had a name.
So this was a real person.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because Clara Peller was a real person.
Yeah, she was, yeah. But I don't know that he was. But here's another thing, Scott. Do you know how many famous black people have collections of memorabilia? Oprah Winfrey has a large collection of black memorabilia.
Well, that's true, and I think you're exactly right on that particular situation, that there is a... You can't wipe this stuff off the face of the earth. It's not going to go away forever. It's, you know, like the whole thing going around last week with Elmer Fudd and his gun. That became a big story. Yeah, I know. I don't know what that was all about. But this week, it's Aunt Jemima. And I don't quite understand... if it bothers somebody, I don't want anybody to be bothered. I'm peaceful like that. But, and I don't think it's going to change how the pancakes taste. But I just don't understand. That's my main concern. How do those pancakes taste? I don't care who's on the box. So, the point is... I just don't.
I know you don't.
I don't care who's on the box, but I'm gonna have to look who's cooking the hotcakes next time I go through McDonald's to make sure everything's okay.
It's probably Pillsbury.
Oh man! But I don't. I just don't quite get. Either way, I guess it's one of those things to me when people get outraged either way on this one, I just think, how do the pancakes taste? That's all I don't care. They're still in the pancake aisle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you just don't really know what to say because, I mean, obviously we don't understand.
No.
I mean, obviously.
But you know, like I say, I if it does offend somebody, okay. You know, I'm fine with that because, again, I think the pancakes are going to go down the same hatch, and I don't necessarily know that this is a problem.
Well, here's my question to you. What offends you, Scott?
In life?
Yes.
I
don't literally tell me what.
You mean what offends me about pancakes, or what offends me in
literally.
Life? Just literally in life. Well, I tell you. Oh, I'll tell you what offends
literally,
me. Oh,
literally.
And write this letter to the company.
Okay.
Is
okay.
That McDonald's doing away with the strawberry sundae offends me?
Well.
And I don't care who's cooking it. I just am offended that it's gone altogether. The whole thing just ticks me off.
Yeah.
You know who would have loved this conversation?
Who?
Charlie Evers would have loved this conversation about these people going off the boxes.
I know.
I can hear him now. I can hear his voice beaming through the room.
He's smiling somewhere.
Oh,
right?
He is. I know exactly what his opinion would have been, too. I know exactly.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and he would have come in with some fact from 1745 about this whole thing. God bless Charlie.
Yeah.
But no, that's what offends me. I don't like that they did away with the soft serve strawberry sundae, and frankly, now they're trying to make caramel sundaes sound upper class caramel. What's going on?
Well, that's somebody down south has corrected that evident, because my daughter-in-law, who hails from Florida, when she come up here, she says, "What's caramel?"
Oh, they all say caramel down there, huh?
Well, I don't know. But caramel, you know, caramel corn, caramel.
Well, you know, as I've always said in Indiana, it's Carmel, Indiana, but it's Carmel, California. spelled the same way. No wonder people can't learn how to speak in this country.
Well, yeah.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. But I did give a chuckle yesterday about that, literally. I was going to ask you to give me a sentence with the word in it.
Well, you know why I don't like that? Because people... Doesn't literally mean that you're doing it? So why would you ever need to say... I literally just went and paid that electric bill. Well, you did. You went and paid the electric bill. Why do you have to put literally in there?
Well, then I say, let's just take it out of the dictionary.
I think we should. I really that ticks me off. I think we just...
I'm offended.
I don't like it is what it is. Well, what else would it be?
Yeah.
Of course it is what it is. Oh my gosh, this has been a fun. I hope listen to Glenn this morning because I'm sure that'll be a fascinating 2 hours. But thank
Hopefully
you.
Hopefully he doesn't piss me off.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sorry. There's about an 80% forecast that he might.
Oh,
I feel that way already. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's all. Boy, we've had just a rip-roaring show this morning. Holy mackerel. Glenn Coble coming up next for 2 hours. And then Swap Shop. Don't forget that 12. What's on the show today, Glenn?
It's up in flux. I have 2 shows planned.
You got like 10 minutes.
For what?
The 10 to 12 show.
It's 2 shows planned.
Stay tuned. We don't know what they are. But they're coming up next here on this station. And Adam, the computer guy, from 2 to 3 today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll do some more on that. Gosh, we ate up 2 hours on this, and we still got lots to talk about. Have a great Thursday. Stay tuned. Glenn Coble coming up next.
But I wouldn't do it. I could always get a copy of the show. Because I know people, you know.
Well, you're going to... Yeah, you know people, but you're going to miss it. You know, you'll have to read about it. You won't get to see it live or tape live.
Well, someone will read it to me.
Read it to you. Oh, okay.
To alter ego of legendary comedian Andy Kaufman, lounge singer Tony Clifton.
It's close to 1 o'clock here, close to 10 o'clock there.
Yeah, and
well,
that's okay. I don't have a gig tonight.
And you gotta make a Letterman.
If I want a drink, what's the problem with you if I want a drink?
No, I have no problem with it, Tony.
No, you got a problem.
I got no problem.
No, you're right there sitting. That I shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, a priest or something?
No, Tony, you drink when you want to drink. You want to drink at 10 in the morning,
Thank you.
Drink.
I deserve it. I'm at the age now. I ain't gonna stop that. Stop to say my liver's gone.
Your liver's gone. Please calm down, Tony. That temper of yours.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wh107.com.